You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm Belinda, and we have Girl Howdy in the studio with us tonight. Straight
Howdy.
From their appearance at Johnny D's here in Somerville, just down the street. It's amazing who I can get to show up here if I really try hard enough. We've got big fan of Bubbles in the Think Tank, Betsy Dawn Williams, here in the studio.
Hey, nice to be here.
She's smiling at me. It's so nice having her over there.
That's great.
Betsy Dawn, tell me, what's the first thing you remember listening to on Bubbles in the Think Tank? Because I remember...
Oh, my goodness.
Or is that too tough a question?
It
I said I wasn't going to surprise you with anything.
Because I remember I wrote you about it, and I was saying, what is that?
Yeah, you were all over the Facebook fan page that night.
I went on iTunes, and I found it, and I bought it, whatever it was. And I don't even remember what it was, but I liked it, and I still do, I'm sure.
Well, I was so excited to have you join us that night. But why don't you introduce the band?
Sure. Well, I'm Betsy Dawn Williams, and over on my right is our piano player, Paula Bradley, and we've got on upright bass, Brian Rost, and over there on the drums, we've got Billy Nato, and on the steel guitar, and this is all hands, no cheating with the feet, Rose Sinclair.
And you kids are based out of Northampton, right?
Well, I live in Northampton, and we're from all over Western and Central Mass, actually.
All over the place.
I'm the only one that's in Northampton.
And you definitely have the Bubbles in the Think Tank spirit, and I know that because you're going to start off with a Bubbles in the Think Tank classic here. So that makes us very excited. We like to play the Davis Sisters version of this as our favorite.
That's the version that inspired us to do it.
Excellent.
Also.
That makes me so happy. So go for it.
Okay.
So you've got a gig coming up tomorrow?
We do. We're going to be in Newport at the NIM Fest. That's New England Music Fest.
Which Newport?
Independent Music.
See, you have to say which Newport, because
Newport,
we have people
Island.
Listening in Newport, Kentucky right now.
Cool.
Hi,
and,
Newport,
you know, they
Kentucky,
could get confused.
Hey, Cincinnati. I say hi from across the Ohio there.
Because, you know, the 26 years ago, we were in Cincinnati doing this show.
Is that where the WAIF connection comes
that
from?
That is exactly
I
it.
I was a disc jockey on WAIF.
I had no idea.
And we were Googling where your station was, and I was like, well, that's odd.
You're killing
WAIF
me.
WAIF comes up. I was a disc jockey there from like 83 to 86.
I started in 85.
Oh my gosh.
With Bill Brinkmahler on Unsanitary
we'll
Outhouse. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, that is crazy talk. I wondered what the wave can... I,
yeah,
I
actually,
that, I
Bubbles in the Think Tank
was...
original still is on Sunday nights.
Really?
Yes. We're a franchise now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Making millions.
Do you remember the show that did the Mad Lib games on Sunday nights?
Yeah.
That was us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We'll it was Unsanitary Outhouse back then.
So anyway, yeah, that's Newport, Rhode Island. It's in Kings Park. And we're playing, what time are we playing?
We're playing 3 to 6, and that's right on the harbor. It's beautiful. Bring your lawn chairs, bring a picnic, and come hear some honky-tonk music. Lots of space for dancing on the grass, and you got the harbor right behind you. It's gorgeous.
That sounds great. Well, why don't you kids just keep on going here?
All right, we've got one that we wrote. It's the title track of our latest CD. It's called Honky Tonk Hair. Honky Tonk Hair. We're gonna keep on playing some music here, I guess. We're gonna do something a little slower, nice and gentle
nice
here.
Nice and red. It's one we got from the Kirby Sisters.
Dream.
But you're getting rave reviews from across the country right now. I just like you to know that.
People are typing and talking.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the Facebook fan page over here.
Hi, Facebook.
Hi, Facebook.
All the way out to Mendocino, California, they are right now.
We have a Girl Howdy Facebook page, so they should check that out and become our fans.
Well, we will put a link up to that here during your last song. What, or will this be the last song? How many more you got? One or two? Or
yeah, at least two more.
Two more? All right. Well, keep on going, and we'll get that.
With you.
Oh, that's fine with me. I'm easy.
All right, well, we got another original one. This one, I always tell people when we play it that it's a true story, something that happens every night at my house. It's the one called I Got the Boogie Woogie Man Under My Bed. One, two, three. Sleep at night, I lay here in fright. I'm gonna have to sleep with my little nightlight. The door is a-tremble and the floor is a-rumbling. The towels are turned dead, the lime all a-jumble. There's a monster in my room and it's getting mighty close. Pain in my head, no, it's running the bed. I got that boogie woogie boogie man under my bed. The boogie woogie boogie man is under my bed. Scaring up a boogie all night long. I got the boogie woogie boogie man under my bed. Come out, he might grab my leg, but if he does, I might start to beg. I pray it's a dream, but I'm wide awake. I just might scream and I just might shake. Well, there's a monster in my room and he's getting mighty close. It ain't in my head, no, he's under the bed. I got that boogie woogie boogie man under my bed. The boogie woogie boogie man is under my bed. He's scaring up. I'm all a quiver. That boogie woogie boogie man sends me up the river. He's a rattle in my bed and he's rattling my bones. He's a jump jumping goblin gonna make me move. Well, there's a monster in my room and he's getting mighty close. It ain't in my head, no, he's under the bed. I got that boogie woogie boogie man under my bed. The boogie woogie boogie man is under my bed. He's under there.
I'm so glad you came out here tonight.
It's fun, boy.
Yeah.
I think we got a second win here.
So what are you going to wrap it up with? And where will we see you next? In the Boston area? Anywhere else, really?
Festival.
That is kind of in the area. It's actually in Rehoboth, Mass. But it's a festival. It's August 26th and 27th.
And
28th. We're going to be there on the Saturday, which is the 27th. Hot Club of Cowtown is going to be there. Jesse Leger, a Cajun music, is going to be there. And a bunch
of... Daryl Walters.
That's right. He's putting it on.
I think we play at 7 on Saturday, yeah?
I think that's right. Something like that. Yeah. In the early evening, we're going to be there.
There's going to be barbecue, and, too.
Yeah, if you do that.
People approve of the barbecue.
That's what I'm hearing.
Javelina with a J.
Yes.
That never hurts to know.
Javelina. And it also has a Facebook page as well as a website.
But they'll get all that from your Facebook page, correct?
So.
Which
that's
has
right.
been linked. So you've probably got likes racking up over there right now.
Awesome.
All right. I guess this last song we're going to do is another one that we wrote. It's one called He's a Clock.
He's a clock, tick-tock.
Yay, thanks, Girl Howdy, for coming in the studio tonight.
Thank you, Belinda.
We are so glad to have you, and we'll make sure we play more of your stuff on the show now.
All right,
yay, thanks for coming. And we're going to go right back into our randomness while the band breaks down right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.